always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Beijing. He will attend 3 days' worth of meetings with his Chinese counterpart on everything from trade to competition to keeping the lines of communication with China open. Record-breaking heat and dangerous temperatures predicted for much of the country in the next few days. In New York City, precautions are being taken to protect against mosquitoes that carry things like West Nile virus.
Trucks from New York City's health department fanning across Manhattan and Brooklyn, targeting disease-carrying mosquitoes with pesticide spray. It comes as the country's former top infectious disease official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was recently hospitalized with the virus. The 83-year-old is now home and expected to make a full recovery.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Army Private Travis King, who bolted across the DMZ into North Korea, is set to plead guilty today to desertion and assault. Unclear how much time in a military prison he could be facing. This is ABC News. The new school year at Rice University, beginning with a tragedy. A junior there, Andrea Avila, one of two people found dead in a dorm. ABC's Jessica Willey.
According to Rice University police, Andrea missed her classes Monday and a family member could not reach her. The relative requested a welfare check at her Jones College room, and around 4:30 p.m., the couple was found along with a note believed written by the shooter. The discovery triggered a shelter in place. The university canceled classes through Tuesday and reminded students of counseling resources available now.
Ukraine getting emergency energy help from the United States. New equipment on the way after the barrage of missiles and drones from Russia targeting energy facilities across the country. It was the largest Russian air attack since the start of the war. And Apple is sending out invitations to a September 9th event. A new iPhone and new artificial intelligence features are expected to be unveiled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More campaign stops here in Wisconsin this week as the two presidential campaigns eyed to get the Badger State on their side. Former President Donald Trump is coming to La Crosse on Thursday. He'll be hosting a town hall. And just announced on Monday, Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to De Pere. He'll deliver a speech at a business. Vance in particular has been here a lot recently, even joking last week that he basically lives in Wisconsin now. The last visit from the Harris-Walz campaign was in Milwaukee on Tuesday. No word yet on their next visit. And some fast food workers in southern Wisconsin will soon be out of work. KFC is closing more than two dozen locations across the Midwest. This specific group of restaurants is owned by a franchisee called FYM. Five Wisconsin locations have shut their doors. They're in Beloit, Janesville, Reedsburg, Stoughton, and Watertown. That leaves 81 people without jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos. Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. It's also going to be brutally hot and humid again. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms continue, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, a lot cooler, high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Crude and Dom.
Join us as the Devils reunite. Crudy is excited because he's been credentialed for the Donald Trump Town Hall in the Cross coming up on Thursday. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Fun today, right?
This is going to be really fun. Awesome. Are we ever in a cool place? Yeah. I actually asked them. The owners aren't moving in for a while. I'm going to stay here for a week or so.
Yeah, that's called squatting.
Just take care of things, do some landscaping.
It's time to get out.
Oh, yeah, they don't know I'm going to be doing it. I'm just going to be doing it.
We're on Trulane in a unbelievable Packer house. You know, they're popping up all over, especially in the last few years. We always talk, Johnny, that you and I have lived here. And
did we miss
maybe? Maybe we should have bought some of these homes back in the day. But anyway, what they're doing now is just unbelievable. So we're in a home that's managed by Simple Life Hospitalities. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot this show about the NFL draft. And
if we go back in time, you know what you and I would be saying to each other right now?
What?
Are you using the yacht this weekend?
Yeah, I know.
Because I was going to take my helicopter. You're going to be taking your little one-man plane that you're going to buy from EAA.
Yes.
And have the landing thing on the yacht.
Yeah,
and you'd be doing that.
I would.
That's what we'd be doing if we went back 20 years.
And just picked up real estate around Lambeau Field. But this is a beautiful place, and we're going to have an open house. We'll talk about that later. But, this is going to be fun today. And there's
absolutely
so much going on. This is the buzz, right? You just can't go anywhere without NFL draft.
And I will say one thing about this location right here. You can walk to, whoever rents it, they can walk to every event there is.
See the stadium.
Yeah,
so,
right there.
Yeah, this is cool. And Simple Life is picking up homes all over the community, really, up to Door County.
Manitowoc,
we had the mayor on yesterday talking about, you know, what he's going to be doing for the NFL draft. So, yeah, this is cool. It's the big excitement, you know, what, 400,000 or 500,000, you know, to the turnstiles are going to be coming, 600. So that's going to be cool. It's great.
And people can come through the turnstiles here today to check this place out.
They can. Coffee, juice, donuts.
We got a man from Hy-Vee here.
We love Hy-Vee.
Iowa Hawkeye himself.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for having me on today. Very excited to be here and grateful for the opportunity.
Introduce yourself, my friend.
So my name is Tyler Sinkson. I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I am one of the assistant store managers at the Ashwaubenon Hy-Vee.
You guys did it right.
They did it wrong. I told them that. I told you, you know why. They say don't go shopping hungry, and then you tell me you got to check out Hy-Vee. So I go check it out, and I walk through the place where people, and
burgers?
It smells so good.
It is. You just, right, you have a restaurant there. I mean, you have... Right? Was it Wahlberg?
Yeah, so we actually partner with, as a company, the Wahlberg.
Like Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg and all that. So we have a Wahlbergers. We also have our Hi Chai.
I used to love their
grill.
Mom, by the way. I used to watch that show. I love their
Me
mom.
Me too, yeah.
Did you watch that show, Jim?
Which?
But their burgers show? No?
I don't
remember what it was called. But
wasn't he on that, like, Hill Street Blues or that?
His brother.
And he was on Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods. He was also in Band of Brothers. He was great in Band of Brothers. A lot of different things.
Yeah, Donnie Wahlberg was Band
right.
of Brothers.
Mark Wahlberg, is
Mark
the,
Wahlberg oh, was the...
Mark is down there. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but the mom, but she's just this little mom with all these super mega star sons, giving them guff it. You know what I mean? It's like they weren't big time around
real
her.
Mom, right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
That was
moms,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very cool.
So how big that store is?
Not like when you visit your mom at the home and, this is my son, the mayor.
No, that didn't happen anymore. tell me your store. The parking there is great, but that thing's huge. I mean, how many square feet is it?
Yeah, so in Hy-Vee terms, my previous store that I was at in Cedar Rapids was a large store, and it was 60,000 square feet. And when we opened up, we were the largest Hy-Vee, and we opened up at 125,000 square feet.
Well, it's basically the whole Shopko, right?
Yeah, right.
The whole old Shopko?
Yes, it is. It is all of the old Shopko. It just had a facelift.
So when we go to Hy-Vee, like I said, I think you have great customer service for such a big operation. I wanted to get my salmon smoked, and the guy's like, "Yeah, no problem." You got a great bakery there. What are some other unique things you have in grocery world?
Yeah, so it's very unique because we try to market it as a one-stop shop. Because I mean, you can go there and get your flu shot because we have a full service. Pharmacy, we have a delicatessen, we have cheese specialists, seafood, like you've mentioned already, meat department, and all of our food service atmosphere, and we also have a bar.
Wait a minute.
That's Green Bay.
Wait a minute. Mino's already going,
Where are the applications?
Right.
Well, I want to be one of your security guys. You got security guys walking around and everything?
Yeah, we have our retail security officers that are just there for the safety of, our customers and our employees.
I want to be one of them.
Yes,
after hours to make sure everything's okay.
Isn't it usually isn't it usually the internal theft that they got to watch in those stores like that? How was it getting employees here? I mean, it's job market's a little tight.
Yeah, so when we opened, we wanted to open with around 600 employees, and of that, 12 of them had Hy-Vee experience, and so we came and had myself and a few others from Iowa, a couple from Missouri, so it was very difficult, but just very thankful for the people at our corporate offices who came up to help recruit, because we had mass hire, which was doing interviews from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. just to try and get as many people talked to and interviewed as we could. So right. It was a challenge, but we proved successful.
So you're open. You're not 24 hours, right? Or are you?
No, we are open 6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, but tell me about Packer weekends. Does that give you a boost in sales? Or I just want a friend of mine owns grocery stores, and he told me a story that I think is true. But yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so Packer weekends are definitely busy. Now, once the streets get shut down on Oneida and that kind of stuff, it kind of dies down. But other than that, we are open, and the only days out of the year that we're closed are Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow.
How's the workforce around here that you're finding?
The workforce around here, it's good. Obviously, there is it's pretty hit or miss sometimes with some of the employees. We've had some decent turnover, but we've also kept some employees who have been here since day one. So it's just all about, how we're training them and how we're keeping them on board.
A friend of mine who owns grocery stores said that in the playoffs, they would sell like better shrimp and like people would upgrade their purchases. You know what I mean? It wouldn't just be the same volume. It would be better quality. So when it comes to the playoffs, so I think that speaks well for
can imagine what it's like for the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. Smoke salmon for everybody.
It's been a while. These guys weren't here when we had the Super Bowl, but
yeah, no, we definitely try to maintain high quality products throughout the year, and so our quality is always going to be the same, no matter if it's the playoffs or the draft or whatever.
No, I'm just saying we as consumers will buy the higher quality, right? We're not going to get the whatever.
We as the consumers buy the very upper crust of the.
Okay. I think that's great. Talk a little bit more about that. People look at Hy-Vee. There's no membership, right? Like some of these other places.
No, there's no paid membership or anything like that.
And then the custom things that you do, that bakery is awesome too.
Our bakery is, to be honest, huge. It's probably one of the largest bakeries in the company, definitely top five. We have our full service patisserie. We have phenomenal cake decorators. Almost every Thursday we have buy one, get one artisan bread, which is hand baked every morning. So there are three bakers over there right now just to try and get everything out for the day.
And that smells pretty good, too, when you walk through there.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Can I ask you, maybe you don't know this, but you must have some surplus at times. And are you connected with a pantry here, or is there?
Yeah, that is actually a huge thing that we've been involved in. Paul's Pantry is definitely one that we have. He came and talked with us, and then we also have a couple others that we have on, and they come around 10 a.m., and we give them all of the stuff that we're able to donate.
Right. That's, you know, we talked about that.
We had the Bob Hornacek on last week or 2 weeks
ago. And we got a lady coming over here today from Feed Our Starving Children, and we're just talking about that, about the waste around the world and how 6,000 kids a day worldwide died from food-related or lack of food-related, you know, illnesses and everything like that. And she even talked about how great this area is for people like you guys, you know, to help out with your donations. And we had somebody on from Paul's Pantry, and right. Jim was very instrumental with them for a lot of years and everything, from where they went from literally a couple bags of groceries to, you know, $1 million. But
do.
The need is there. It's not like, oh, we've got so much.
And we talk about it, and it's been said many times that we don't really have a food supply problem. We have a distribution problem. You know, we're just not getting it where it needs to go. I mean, the way you guys have service, it's, you know, people can drive there. You got great parking. It's great service. But there's other people that just don't have access. And Paul's Pantry is a great vehicle to get that food out.
Yeah, definitely. One of the pillars of Hy-Vee is giving back to the community. So last year, we donated $32 million in food and donations, that kind of stuff, just to, you know, local food pantries, just for the one fiscal year.
That's phenomenal. Wow, you know what my folks used to, you know what they used to love to do? I don't want to sound, because I, you know, but we're from the UP. And we'd come to Green Bay, and it was like going to Disneyland for us. Because that Shopko liquor, and then you could buy that, because it would bubble up soda for like 8 cents a can, and all these kind of things. But another, there's a little place called Day Old Bread. Do you remember that little shop? It was on Military. It would be bread and rolls and cookies where it's like one day past the whatever, and you could buy them like less, like a quarter of the price. Oh, would my mom load up?
We didn't go there.
Just load up.
One of the cool things about this location, guys, and I want to interrupt, but 2014 and 2016, Trulane is where we're at in this Green and Gold Party House, right? Hy-Vee is just down the street.
Oh, so, it's like, walking
distance. If you need to load up for your party, you've got the location, and then you've got all the food and the beer and the booze and whatever, right?
And you have
might need to borrow one of the carts to bring it back.
Right. And you have checkout people.
Yes, we do. And we also offer our aisles online, so you're able to order your stuff online, and then you can either just drive up, get it shopped, and then you're off, or DoorDash or Instacart person can deliver it to your residence.
Pete, wait. So if I had a computer here, I could go virtually into the different aisles?
So you're able to pick whichever items that you want throughout the store. You can do anything from kitty litter to canned vegetables to fresh meat out of our service case, and one of our shoppers will shop it for you.
That's cool.
Yeah, they walk around.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Wow, good stuff.
And I think, again, I like, there's a lot of reasons I like your store. One is, like you said, it's a one-stop shop. You know, you can get everything and you get really good stuff there. But when you check out, I don't like when I go to a store and there's no checkout person, and then I got to do it myself. I'm okay with that
until it comes to, like, bananas or something.
You got to find the picture.
I never know how to do that.
So the reason why a lot of the produce items get messed up is because the barcode is cut in half and flipped over, so in that way it doesn't read the barcode. So that's the reason.
All right, there we go. Now we are
two old Green Bay
men.
We're
so high tech. So we're not old white guys. We are high tech.
Yes.
Millennials.
Yeah, we are. Heck yeah. Well, man, this is sure great. Introduce yourself one more time. Tell you who you are, Tyler.
Tyler Singson from the Ashwaubenon Hy-Vee.
Love it.
And
great
Tyler,
story.
Again, I just, you know, really on behalf of the community, just thanks for all that donation you're doing.
That's
phenomenal. Got a great store. You got great customer service. Like I said, my wife and I go there, but it's sure nice to see what you do for Green Bay.
And when you got to get rid of that old vodka, let me know. I'll distribute it.
Sounds good. We
thanks,
definitely
Tyler.
Will.
Tyler from Hy-Vee, just in the neighborhood right here. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
And the mayor having a great time this morning at just a phenomenal house. We're on True Lane. Jim, explain where we are and why we're here.
Well, we're right in the shadows of Lambeau Field. You can see
literally
look at our window. Yeah. And this is a home, one of those Packer houses. Now, this is an unbelievable house.
That's one of the most unobstructed views that you will find of Lambeau Field.
Right. I mean, it's right there.
I mean, at ground level.
Yeah. Now, this... But this neighborhood has rentals. One of the reasons we're here is, you know, if you want to rent your home for a Packer game, I mean, there's eight of them coming up, plus we'll get into the playoffs this year. Or if you just want to rent out your home for people to come when they come to Green Bay, really who's sponsoring this portion is Simple Life Hospitality. And that's a
Let me jump on one thing you said. People don't realize, I mean, these kind of houses with the big time concerts they get in Green Bay nowadays, that's part of it too.
Barry Manilow? No, it's well, that's
don't
good. There's
laugh.
There's no steps.
I just
this
couldn't
would be
afford
good for
it.
For the Barry Manilow fans. Railings in the bathroom.
It's one level.
No, but this is obviously everybody's keying up for the NFL draft. I'm one of those people that, you know, and I talk to Simple Life and they're awesome. This is a turnkey company. And we got the owner here. And you do this all over the state? Tell me a little bit about your business. Tell me about you first.
Wendy Schultz,
then Wendy,
welcome.
Yes. Hi, yes, thank you. I'm Wendy Schultz, the founder. And we started back about 2015, I think. I've got to figure that out one time. Like, what day did we actually start? But we started because I had a vacation property that I was staying at because I had a store.
Yeah, this
in
was
Lake
like
Harbor.
Personal. This started like at a personal level for you.
I couldn't find a vacation rental company that was modern, that was doing things the way that I thought, you know, modern travelers would like. And so I started, first of all, with my own property and then started renting out because it was way more fun.
So you knew there was a niche that you were trying to get into and it wasn't there. You almost business school teacher.
Yeah. No, that is great. That's a little bit of research, you know, really firsthand.
Yeah.
That you did and found out that there were some things missing.
Yes.
Turnkey, I'm sure, was one of them where they could do everything for you. And all right, so you took that and ran with it.
Yeah. And so I purchased a property, bought a second one, thinking I was going to stay in that property, and decided it was way more fun to rent it out. So I had a store at the time in Egg Harbor called the Simple Life Decor, and people would come into the store asking us to rent their property because they heard we were doing well with our own. And a few years later, we ended up closing up shop of the store and just went full-time into vacation rentals, and now we're over 125, I think.
Wow, from one.
From one.
That's awesome.
From one.
That's very entrepreneurial.
Thank
I'll give you a lot of credit for that. Of course, you hire good staff, too. I know.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't do this alone, for sure.
No, you need good people.
Absolutely.
So people who – everybody talks about renting their house, right? I mean, that's the buzz where you go out to dinner, you see people, church, the mall, everything. Their hesitation a lot of times is, you know, they don't want anything damaged. They don't – tell me – what the biggest fears are and how Simple Hospitality overcomes those.
Yeah, damage is certainly a big fear, but I'll tell you we've probably had about 10,000 stays now. Our damages are very slim, and we've not had any major damages, knock on wood, but we're talking like someone broke the ping pong table, and we actually have a damage waiver that we collect to help pay for those kinds of things. So people in this area aren't destructive. We're not talking like some of these, you know, like Coachella houses and things like that where you've got major damages sometimes and major parties.
Right.
you know, we're pretty
you vet the people though too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big part. When somebody knows they're being vetted, and yeah.
Right. And
versus somebody that just sees it on the internet, you don't know them, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they shrug from, you know, south side of Chicago or something.
Well, that are some crazy actors too.
Crazy actors.
Crazy actors.
You know, those guys go into hotel rooms, busted
yeah,
up.
Oh, that? Yeah.
Not
yeah.
too many people are coming here to do that, but...
No, I don't. Don't right. I don't want to talk about the fear yeah. of that. What do you look
Michael
for?
Michael Bachter's laughing over that one.
No, I mean, there are crazy actor stories. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Sure.
No, I know a company out in California who won't rent to certain actors. I won't mention their names, no, but they've stayed in properties.
Really?
And, yeah. Oh, yeah, that they've come in and done more damage than just the average person.
Right.
So,
wow.
Good to see you guys. Again.
Good to see you.
And it's great to have you here. So thanks for being here.
You're staying in Madison for the most part, between Madison and Green Bay, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Madison.
Right.
But I'm up here quite a bit with the team and working with the staff here.
But we appreciate you listening in the mornings, even when you're not here.
Oh, I love listening in the morning. It's when I'm getting my day started. I'm always on listening. So,
awesome.
Yeah,
thank
cool.
you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And thanks for coming into the studio when you have. That's been fun.
Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
And I think it's, like I said, people my age who may... You'll have kids that they can go visit for the week, or maybe have a second home they can go to. This is an opportunity to make some extra serious extra money. I mean, in a
yeah.
week.
They always say that second income is the most important
right.
thing.
And
well, a lot of these places sit empty when you're not there. So it's why not you know, make some money off of it, pay off you know some of your
well, Jim
expenses,
has a plan.
Your taxes.
What are you going to do?
Weddings are expensive.
You have a wedding plan.
He's
yeah,
I do. Michael first thing. I'm looking at paying off my daughter's wedding. Can I do that? Oh, Michael, yeah. How much? Okay, Michael, listen. Yeah. No, my daughter's wedding. Let me tell you. And
weddings
poor Michael's
are...
like, sure. Yeah. Heck yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's where it's going.
You can get close, but I'd even say Wendy and I were talking yeah. this morning, and Wendy, I'll let you share. I mean, we'd have a house around the corner here that just got a great booking for a Packer weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and even just those homes that we rent out for Packer weekends, and I'll let you share a little bit more on that.
Yeah, one of the properties that we manage, I've managed for several years on Shadow Lane, like literally in the backyard.
Right next door here, yeah.
Yeah, if you see the wooden, the statues, or I don't know what you'd call that, but
Packer
of
figures.
The Packer figures.
Oh, yeah.
That property we've managed, it's called Field of Dreams, and that one made over $2,000 a night on a regular season game.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's got to be fun for you. This is your hometown.
Yeah.
I know you do things in Florida
yes.
and wherever. This is where you grew up right here,
right.
and you're doing this. How cool is
it
that?
It is really fun. We have a house here. We still go back and forth. We have kids in school down in Florida, so we, you know, we're restricted by our schedule in that way, but... We do come back quite frequently, and I love, you know, the local people, the local restaurants and the stores. I'll go and do my rounds.
Do you come back for Christmas?
Yes, actually.
Because you're from Manitowoc originally.
Green Bay.
Or your dad's, or you mean
my
your husband's
from Manitowoc.
From Manitowoc.
Yes.
We had Don Davey on the other day
yeah.
from Manitowoc, and he was talking, he lives in Florida. Every Christmas has to come back to
yeah.
this area.
Yeah,
and we were talking, Michael, about Manitowoc. We had the mayor on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Talk about that's a hot area for rentals.
It's a hot area, you know. I mean, all around Green Bay. I think a few weeks ago when I was on the show, we were talking about the circumference of how far people are going to, mm-hmm. you know, be coming in, and we see at least a couple hours. I mean, because just the lodging restrictions. When I say restrictions, just the lodging options have really eliminated themselves. But with all the hotels being rented, so you know, if you're up in, you know, Marinette, and you know, I know you wanted to rent your house up. The UP,
that shack
for $50.
The
right.
sauna is
Tops.
Up and running,
oh,
and we have running
yeah.
water
yeah.
now.
Yeah. So we'll
well,
talk
they got
more.
The, I didn't know they got the running water.
Tonight,
yeah,
yes. that's a hot
running water.
One, so.
Yeah,
we'll
but I don't. If people haven't experienced home rentals versus you know a suite or something in a hotel, what? It's awesome because you got you know gathering spaces with the kids. You can get you know 6-8 people into a house and. You never know they're there. You guys do professional cleaning, you know, after, and it's just...
How many could fit in this house?
So this side will sleep 8, the other side will sleep 6,
wow.
so a total of 14,
wow.
and so, but yeah, we can lock it off, so if someone wants just to rent one side,
right.
but
oh,
obviously...
I gotcha.
Obviously, if they want the whole house, it will sleep. We'll sleep 14.
Was this a duplex at one time?
I don't know
okay.
the answer to that.
I think
one.
So.
No,
I think that garage
so.
Is in the middle.
Like it does it.
Yeah.
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 I think that.
All right.
Was
Simple
phenomenal.
Life Hospitality. We're gonna talk more about this company and how people can just give you a call and learn some information. Yeah, this is exciting. I'm really happy for
this is fun being here.
The
yeah.
community.
This is great.
I said it smells like a new car. I love it.
And, well, yeah, and we say that you know the NFL draft is going to be great, but to make a little money is okay too.
Absolutely.
This is the best
Free
way to do it.
Back with more after this.
To my city by the bay. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. We're in for a hot one today. Wisconsin's heat advisory means it might feel like 100 or more degrees in some areas. This is in part due to the humidity. Remember that if you are hot, so are your animals. Grace Larson is a graduate student at UW-Madison working with dairy calves. She says the heat's impact on calves can be detrimental. She has some advice to keep your animals cool.
I have gotten really lucky to be part of a study that looked at the use of solar-powered fans that were attached to the back of the hutch. And I think that this could be a really effective tool for farmers who use a hutch system because there aren't really a lot of things out there for hutches. And it really helps to improve air quality as well as intake and thermoregulatory behavior. Otherwise, in like a pen setting, you can treat them kind of just like a normal lactating cow and have them have fans and soakers and things like that. And I think those are just as helpful.
Grace Larson along with us, a graduate student at UW-Madison working with dairy calves. Stick around. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in 60 seconds.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Today, the Wisconsin Ag Coalition is hosting candidates running for state office on a few farm visits across Dane County. The goal of the event is to build relationships so that state candidates can successfully represent agriculture if elected this fall. The group is visiting Bayer Crop Science in DeForest and Egg Dairy Farm in Dane. I plan to make it out to one of the stops today, so look for pictures at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. In other news, you're going to want to get your Packers watch party tickets before they're gone. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke and the Wisconsin FFA Foundation are co-hosting this event. This will be at Pam's residence in Titletown, known as Pambo. This will be for the September 6th game as the Packers take on the Eagles in Brazil. It'll also feature live music and plenty of food and drink. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. It's also going to be brutally hot and humid again. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms continue, 65 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, a lot cooler. High of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, I'm Jeff Levering alongside Gina Della from Pella.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you say welcome?
With a new entry door from Pella.
Say it with color.
Like baseball bat oak or foul pole yellow?
Say it with class.
Like following players' unwritten baseball rules.
With clarity.
Like a no-doubter shot off the scoreboard.
And with this great deal, 0% interest for up to 60 months with no money down in equal payments.
That's the ball game. A Pella walk-off.
Schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Rice had got a
pay. Hey, welcome back. Vino the Mayor here coming your way on a beautiful morning. And we are on location. We are on True Lane. Give us the exact addresses again because it's such a big place.
2016.
Yep.
2016 True Lane in the shadows. We're looking out the front window. We can see Lambeau.
You can see
Field.
Right through into the offices of some of the Packer people.
Right. This is great. It's literally a great location. And we're here with Simple Life Hospitalities. And that's a company. It's a great company. I can speak with personal experience that will help you rent your home for Packer games, for events, for vacations, and most importantly, the NFL draft. That's
absolutely
right around the corner.
But we're at one of the places that is up for rent right now. It holds up to 14 people.
Yeah.
Now, when you have something like that happen in a community, you know you got to have the city come in and check things out, make sure everything's up to code. We got Mike Botot standing by. Mike, good morning. Tell everybody what you do, please.
Good morning. Don't forget safety.
Yep.
That's the main key, right? I'm a short-term compliance inspector.
So this is right in your alley.
They're going to let you go, or what do you mean you're short term?
Oh, wow.
No, I was just kidding.
That's a political joke there.
I know. Mike's
leave
great.
To a mayor,
you have to understand. You have to understand.
you're a great employee.
You know the two guys. You know the two guys in the Muppets up at the booth. Just that's us.
Okay.
So just accept that while you're here.
But you're right, Mike. When you go into a home, your number one goal there is safety.
Correct.
So what do you look for? I mean, railings, I know, is one of them.
Oh, sure. So we actually have two inspections we do. First of all, you have to get a Brown County. That's the health inspection. They come in, they make sure everything's clean because who would want to rent a place that's dirty, right, that hasn't been checked? And secondly, I do a safety inspection. So mine's mainly the outside. Railings safe, no gutters falling down, all the windows are in, things like that.
I had the county come through. And I'll tell you, and I even brought one with me. Not smoke detector. What's the other thing they look?
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, and I had one on the first floor and the fourth floor. I didn't have one on the second floor, and they're like, you need to have that for the bedroom, third floor.
Right.
So I got it. It just a really super easy fix. I just put it in, took a picture of it. But I got their license. Now you're coming to my house next. Is that the way the process works?
Well, basically, the Brown County Health Inspection is part of. Each municipality, you need a short-term rental permit. So in Green Bay, you need to get the Brown County Health Inspection, and then that's part of it. You also need to fill out our application. You have to get the Green Bay room tax. You have to show us you have proof of homeowner's insurance. And then you also need a representative, a local representative, somebody who can reply within 30 minutes to any type of issue.
I was going to ask that question because remember we talked about that, Jim?
Yeah.
So that's what it's 30 minutes, basically?
30 minutes.
Okay.
Correct.
And that's if the water pipe breaks, they got a number to call.
Sure. Absolutely. Anything like that. Or, you know, if there's an issue and EMS or fire department has to show up, they need to be able to contact somebody.
Okay.
Right.
So you work for the city of Green Bay, which is obviously the largest municipality in the county. Is it pretty consistent with the municipalities or is it apples and oranges?
We try to keep it pretty consistent. We're all trying to get in line with Brown County to make things easier. One nice thing about Green Bay is our renewal rate drops. We cut it in half. We don't keep it the same. It's $500 for the initial permit, but then to renew it, it's only $250.
And then,
I just had a question. I was going to ask.
Oh, I thought you choked up on the $500 bucks. I wasn't sure where Johnny was going.
You're welcome.
No, here's the thing I was going to ask. So are there things like, let's say somebody or they're getting their house ready.
Yep.
What are some of the things that they could head off at the pass to get fixed, have a professional come in? Because like when we're in real estate, sometimes before somebody put it up for sale, it's going to have an inspection and this is going to be red flag.
This step will not pass.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Anything that's unsafe. So if you just throw a couple of beds in the basement and there's no egress exits, you cannot do that. Absolutely not. That will not fly. That's not just a short-term rental thing. That's like a building code. That's a safety hazard.
And that's county or city?
That's city.
Well, it's almost state, but and the thing is, sometimes we've had it where people have argued with me, where it's like, oh, no, we've got a window here. We can use this as a bed. But isn't there a certain size and certain minimum height or maximum height from the ground?
Yes. I believe it's 40 inches from the ground. And then the size has to be like 20 by 24.
Okay. So it's just because they have a window doesn't mean it's a legal bedroom.
Correct.
And that's the type of thing, if they don't know that ahead of time, right, and it gets close to the thing and all of a sudden it's new, you're not going to get a window put in. You're not going to get an egress window put in 2 weeks. Trust me on that.
Yeah. You also need a permit to do that.
Yeah.
So don't forget.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned about the fire alarms and the smoke alarms. Do they have to be hot-wired into the system, or can they all be batteries?
That I'm not entirely sure of.
Okay.
I can answer that. Okay. Lithium batteries that last 10 years, but they have to be UL approved. There's some junk out there, but mm-hmm. you have to get, they're not that expensive. You know,
can't go to the Dollar Tree where I get my batteries.
No, they will be tested when Brown comes.
That's what I was wondering too.
Yeah, okay. she came through and tested all that stuff. But so how does the appointment thing work? I mean, I'm an advocate of Simple Life Hospitality because it's turnkey. I don't have time to do all these things, and I don't want to miss anything and get this thing rented out, and then you guys knock on my door and say you can't rent it out. So there are a list that you have?
Yes. We make it really easy. We can do it, you know, you can get a fillable application online, and we actually have a checkbox application. So as long as you have all your checkboxes marked, you can send it in. It's a pretty easy process. I'm actually in the middle of simplifying it to make it even easier for people.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Right. Very cool.
And how busy are you? I mean, if you give me the number, but you got 30, 50? What?
We have about 300 we did now.
Wow.
We've done now through, what is it, almost September?
Yeah.
And last year, I think we had 208.
If somebody wants, it's
50%
like
50% more because of the draft, right?
And
I'm going to sell my tickets to the Vikings game. And Viking fans go buy them. It's like, oh, what the heck? I'll just let them rent out my house. Is that legal?
You need a short-term rental permit.
Okay. So we need you to sign off on it.
Yes. No matter if it's one day.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
365 days you rent it out, you'll need a short-term rental permit.
What happens if it's found out, you know, their neighbor doesn't get along with them because the dog barks and they notify the city or something? What is it? Do you know what the penalty is by any chance?
We're still talking about that. Brown County set it at $2,500, and they would like us, all the municipalities, to match that.
Wow.
So, you know, we're working on that right now. But we're in the informational stage
sure.
right now. We're trying to get people to
that
understand.
$2,500 for event? Remember when they had the handicap parking at the airport and people would park there? They would get a $50 ticket. It's cheaper than parking there for a week. Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's $2,500 a day, if it's $2,500 one time. You could really factor that into your business and say, okay. You know what I mean? I hope people wouldn't do that, but I just, you know.
But Jim might.
But the soul has entered his mind.
Soul legit.
Entered his
no,
mind.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to read an email I just got.
We did get a text just now. Have Jim list John as his contact for the house when he rents it if there's an issue. So,
perfect.
Right?
Perfect. You can do that.
I'm using the hospital. I'm using these guys.
I'm available.
Start handing your name out to everyone who calls?
Absolutely, Mike. Right. No question about it. Mino's going to be your guy. Which Mino? John Mino. Are you serious? Anybody else but him.
These guys are giving me a hard time about anything. I just want to say I got an email from Kuchenberg. She's with the county, the inspector.
Taylor? Yes.
Yeah,
great.
She's like you at the county, right?
Sure.
Well, whatever.
She's awesome.
But anyway, she is. She just sent me a text that said, your license is now fully released, and you should see it in the mail within a few weeks.
Yours?
So, yeah, mine.
Okay.
These guys were kind of giving me a hard time about circumventing the system. I'm not doing that. I'm legit.
Yeah. Okay. But you think about it.
Hey, I'm not going to deny that. No, Simple Life is doing that for me.
So. Okay. So that I've run into that a lot where people get their Brown County. They think they're good to go.
No, she was clear on that. I got to call you and spend another $500. That I have to call you and have you inspect my house.
He had to throw that in.
He did.
Had to. Couldn't resist.
And he's just like pointing at me. Like,
yeah, passive aggressiveness. Welcome to my world.
That's all right.
Wow. It's exciting time for you guys, though, or are you kind of waiting for it to get over?
No, it's pretty exciting. And then as we get closer to the draft, things are going to really amp up.
Yeah. This is something special for Green Bay.
It really is, isn't it?
Within an hour.
So short-term rentals, but this we do it a lot more than just the draft. Like you said, we had 200. Last year, is it mostly Packer games, or like Johnny was talking earlier, are there concerts, vacation for the summer, Bay Beach?
You know, Green Bay is kind of a destination for people. They like to come here, especially during training camp. But I've also talked to people that have fishing trips where they'll come and stay here for a week to get out on the water.
It's unbelievable how much fishing we have here, right? I mean, those people who fish, it's like,
right.
yeah, just it, It's one
of the
best.
Some of the biggest in the country.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's cool. So there's money to be made all year.
There is.
I mean, you may not know this. Go ahead.
And how much more would you rather, if you're in town for a week, you're fishing, okay, to come here after day on the water versus no disrespect to a Holiday Inn or whatever, but you know what I mean?
Room alone. I mean, room alone. What do most people, you may not know this, but where do most people go? Like, what do they do? Do they have cabins or do they go? I'm just curious. We're talking about what are we going to do? We have a couple options, but.
Yes, when I talk to people who are applying for the first time, they usually have family in the area where they will stay.
Oh, I see.
They'll have a place up north they'll go to.
Right, yeah.
How about for yourself? You doing it?
Maybe. We're in talks.
Okay.
I'm in negotiations with my wife.
I would think, you know, now that you see, you know, what type of places, what people are getting for them, whatever. I mean, you see it more than literally anybody. You have eyeballs on.
Right.
And it's like, we could do this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you.
And that's pretty cool. You have great customer service. Some people are very intimidated by inspectors because in the old days, I don't think they were as friendly as people like you. I mean, really, they would get nervous about it. People would be critical of their homes, and you're there to help them. It's like, look, just do this.
They were never friendly.
Huh?
They just weren't friendly.
That's kind of
weird. Isn't that the truth, though?
Mike is friendly.
Mike's a nice guy.
Yeah.
We got another text this morning about Mino taking care of people's houses.
Yeah.
Empty spam cans all over various rentals.
So do that. Litter.
They would know I was there. Yeah. I might squat a couple of times in some houses. But what are we asking? As a squatter. Sorry, Mike. What do you think about the whole Green Bay area? I don't know how long you've been doing this, but whether it's the Packers, whether it's the concerts, whether it's the title town, whether it's downtown Green Bay, something has happened, you know, over the last 20 years. And I'm going to give you credit, Jim. The momentum started with you, where it was just kind of sleepy, kind of whatever. And it really, there was a certain something ignited it. I bet you've really seen that in regards to the things going on with the houses and everything, huh?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things I try to make sure the owners know is we're very unique because a lot of these homes are like in neighborhoods because
right.
we have neighborhoods on each side of the stadium. And I try to stress we're very neighborhood friendly area here. So please respect that with your short term rentals.
Great point.
People need to do that because these people are here all year, you know, and you're going to rent your place out. But I think
we've got the Packer band coming at 7 o'clock, so we'll be waking up all night.
We're not one of those.
We don't mean us.
We mean
everybody else.
Right. You know, do as we say, not as we do.
Exactly.
You know, we're one of those companies. But yeah, I think the Green Bay, and like John was just saying, really 20 years ago, I think my whole thing when I first ran was like, look, we're the third largest city. We got to start acting like it. I just think we were always taking a back seat to like even Appleton, like smaller cities. I mean, Madison's twice the size we are, but just like, come on, we got a lot to showcase here. And I think, you know, the Packers, obviously, but just a lot of other things have stepped up too. And I think and as long as we keep that friendly umbrella over the whole thing, you know, like you're doing.
Right. You know, and I read the comments too, people leave. And they love Green Bay. Absolutely going to come back. You know, great place to bring the family. A lot to do.
Not a better advertiser than that. You know what I mean? You can run all the ads you want. You know, I see these billboards, you know, visit Michigan. And, you know, even this, you know, Iowa's tried to make a run at us. But word of mouth is like the best. And look, we went to Green Bay. We had a great time. And the Airbnb or whatever it was or the Simple Life Hospitality we rented. And it is easy to get around, and it's easy to walk around, and it's pretty safe.
And people are friendly.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's cool.
You want to race here, Mike?
Yep. All right. Absolutely.
I love that. I love the fact that everybody involved with this is kind of a Green Bay type person, and and you know what I mean? Respect it for what it is and what it has been, and, you know, I'm proud of it to show it off.
Right.
Yeah.
That I am.
Yeah, you like the city. That's great.
Where'd you go to high school?
Premontre, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, huh? Did you play ball for Coach Nowak?
Yeah. he was a great guy.
Did you ride the bench with Coach Nowak? Why that was? So let's say if some kid's listening wants to be like you, an inspector. Okay, we only have 30 seconds. You went to school? Where'd you go to college or TC or?
St. Norbert, then UWGB.
Oh wow, great! All right, well, thanks for what you're doing,
Mike. Yep. Thank you so much for doing this.
Great customer service.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Short-term rental,
Green Bay. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on location, having a great time on a gorgeous Tuesday morning. But again, you look out the front window here and the sun is coming up over Lambeau Field.
Isn't that nice?
I mean, if they need a picture of how close this is, the sun is coming up right over Lambeau Field right now. Isn't that cool? That's phenomenal.
And we're in a property here that's one of these short-term rentals. It's that Packer House, and a lot of people, as we just had the inspector on from the city of Green Bay, a lot of people are leaning into this. He said, what? It was used to be 200 a year. Now it's 300 already, and it's only September 1st.
Give us our address again one time.
2016.
Yeah, 2014 and 2016. There's actually two locations here, right on True Lane.
Duplex.
Cool looking house on the outside. Yellow doors, all that kind of stuff. And inside, I mean, this place is furnished so well. It's so cool. So,
and it's got that brand new smell to it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's fantastic. Look at this stuff. Todd, introduce our next guest, buddy.
Well, let's see. Beth Riggles is here from
from Ruby Designs.
There you go.
Beth, grab your microphone there.
There we go. Hey, Beth.
How you doing?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having us this
week. All right.
You seem like the type of people that once you have a place like this and it's like, we got to make it really cool, the next call would be to you. True or false?
True.
Okay.
What a great, great intro for us. Yes, we love working.
A little closer.
We love working events. We do a lot of different corporate events, weddings, and things like that. But these are the fun ones. These are the ones that are going to be super different for us for the draft. And so we love bringing it, you know, just new and fun and little bits of football or whatever the items might be.
You make it pop. You make it when somebody from out of town walks in and they're big Packer fans. They haven't been here just, you know, maybe at a hotel and they walk into this. You guys really set the stage for them of you are in Packer country right now, correct?
Yep.
Yes, we are. We are literally across the street from Lambeau, so we spend just about every waking moment over there that we can making things pop, as you say.
Yep.
So tell me, your company, so Ruby's.
Yep.
And you go in and what's that called, staging?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about your company.
Yeah. So primarily we live in the events world. So mostly it's going to be things like corporate events. We do a lot of things at Lambeau Field.
Okay.
But we do a lot of weddings, showers, things like that. However, when it comes to things like the draft, what a unique opportunity for us here in Green Bay. So events come into homes like this one, and events go to parking lots, and events go to our backyards. And so that is kind of this extension of what we've always done, just in a new and fun and very generational opportunity kind of a way for the draft.
So a turnkey thing, let's say companies coming in, would you coordinate the parking, the food, you do all that?
So we try not to get too much into the coordination of that kind of thing. We're just going to be the ones that are going to make it pop, as you mentioned. We're going to make it pretty. We're going to bring in things like, you know, things that would be unique for the draft. It'd be bars, cocktail tables, lounge furniture, things like that that you might need. But then we've been in business for 14 years, so we are pretty well connected to the event industry in this town. And so if somebody is looking for somebody to bring in desserts or somebody to a tent or something like that, we're pretty well connected. And we can at least give them some good referrals.
Wow.
So for the people who are going to rent this house here,
okay,
would they contact you and then you guys take it from there?
Yep, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. And then is it rental basically?
Yep, pretty much all rental.
Okay.
Yep, so we would take it from there. We would ask questions like, what are you guys doing at the house? Are we tailgating? Are we having an event? What are we doing?
Is there a theme?
Is there a theme? Yeah. What team are you guys actually going to? Because that could make a big difference too, right? Like, I don't know if you're
Bears. That's what I mean. If you have a bunch of Vikings fans coming in, do you have Viking stuff?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
And I'm going to try not
to get... Well, time is up.
God is going to strike me down. But yes, we always joke, like, we will reference different colors, and I'll say, well, it's Viking purple. It is what it is.
You know, I know some guys, and you guys maybe even rent from them or buy from them, whatever. They're big into the bag toss boards. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of my buddies, I gave him crap because I keep talking about the Vikings, made a Vikings one. He goes, Johnny, do you know how much I get for those versus Packer ones? He says, because people aren't making them in Minnesota or whatever, but when they come here and they see them, it's like they gobble up. He says, I've got a waiting list.
And they're paranoid. They won't use the Packer ones.
No.
I mean, really.
It's a curse or something.
It is. It's just, that's my least favorite fan. And I've met, that's my least favorite is Viking.
But you know what? The money from the enemy is just as
great.
Green.
I mean, but I will tell you this: when they were, remember they were thinking of moving those a little bit before Ziggy bought them. I wrote a letter saying you got to stay. You know, just as a man, just you got to stay in the division. But really, I do not like them at all.
No,
I went to a game. I told you that, Johnny. I went to a game, and I can't think of the guy's name. Their mayor. We went. It was when Favre played for them, right? And we're on the field, and
Jesse Ventura.
No, that's the governor. Oh, okay, no, the mayor. Yeah, okay. But this guy he wouldn't shake my hand.
Really?
I couldn't believe that. I said to the guy, are you serious? I'm not shaking your hand. I was like, wow. So that just reinforced my hate for them. Yes. No, I love, like Johnny just said, you love a good enemy that's, you know,
absolutely
fights fair. So anyway.
Well, let me ask you this, though, too, and introduce yourself.
My name is Zeb Metzler. I'm the lead stylist and services coordinator.
Outstanding. Like for this kind of event, the Packer draft, and obviously during the week, there's still a lot of huge days coming up between now and then.
Oh, yes.
But in the back of your mind, what are some of the themes you're thinking of? Packer draft, NFL, everything here, the eyes of the entire National Football League worldwide are right here. What are some of the things floating around in your mind? You seem like an imaginative, creative guy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be in this business. I got a feeling you're going to come out with some cool stuff.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, being in the heart of Lambeau, it's hard not to just automatically think, ooh, Packers, Packers, Packers. But this is not a Packers event. This is NFL. So we have to think big picture.
Exactly.
I mean, Beth went so far as to make sure that, you know, I've got a great big poster on my wall that's got all the logos and everything. So again, so I can, you know, which bird is that one or whatever?
Right.
Is
that a raven?
I know. Well, it looks like a weird duck. I'm not quite sure. But it is about getting creative and thinking outside the box, which we do for a lot of the corporate events that we do when we have those themes. So it is thinking about, okay, what can we do differently to bring in football and bring in some of those mascots or whatever those colors might be. So that's the fun part of what we do is thinking outside the box.
Creative people want a challenge, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool.
I would probably load up on some Dallas stuff. I was just reading this morning. I want to talk to you about this in one of our, if we have time, but they listed the teams from 1 to 32 in terms of value. And I mean, the Cowboys just like blows everybody away. They're in terms of their worth and their fan base. So I'm sure they're going to be up here, which is going to be very cool.
It'll be interesting which other team besides the Packers shows up, represents the most.
I think they get represented from everybody. But I got to believe Dallas comes in droves. I don't know that.
You would think so?
Yeah, but... I would think so. Well, then you got the Bears, and of course our own division is driving. But yeah.
Well, and I can tell you, so our building is about a block and a half from Lambeau Field.
All right.
One of the busiest times we ever saw was when LSU actually played the Bears.
Oh, yes!
I feel like that is very representative of what we're looking at.
I'll say, we're going to send our one more break. Can we keep you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this is fun stuff. All right, we'll be back with our Mino and the Mayor. We are live on location on True Lane. Stop on down in a little while. We got stuff for you. Check out this great house.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
The dozen Republican White House lawyers who served in the administrations of Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush just endorsed Kamala Harris?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
in the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.